Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 14th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kloim, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Ches. Amakayim Kotzin Bakerim. If a person keeps thorns growing in his vineyard, he didn't uproot it like one should do when you have other species growing in a vineyard. Does that make it Osabana? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kiddush, he says yes. Any growths will be that come, anything that grows from these thorns will be osur b'anah because of Kelei Kerem. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is because in Arabia they used to keep these thorns for feeding their camels, thorns and thistles. And since you have some people that keep it for that purpose, therefore it will be constituting kilim kerem, a mixture anywhere, even if it's not in Arabia, even if you're in another country, that they don't use this for feeding animals. The Chacham argue, they say that the only time it comes also bana, if he keeps something growing in this kilea, in this kerem, in this vineyard, the like of which is used in this place, that people keep it for that purpose. So if you were in Arabia where they use these thistles or these thorns for feeding their camels, then if you had that growing in your vineyard, it'll be osur b'anah. But anywhere else, no. Ha'erus. Erus is a herb which has a beautiful flowers, many colors, multicolored flowers. long leaves. V'ha'kisoim. A'kisoim is a climbing plant that grows wild in the forests of the Upper Galilee. People use it mainly for decoration, for an ornamental plant. V'sheshanas hamelach, or this literally means the lily of the king. This was a special nice lily, but it was not eaten. V'chol minei zroim, and all types of seeds, to exclude things made for crops and to exclude vegetables. Einon kilaim bakerem. Any of these things will not be kilaim, will not constitute a mixture to be osur b'anah if it's in the vineyard. And indeed, so writes the Rambam, ein osur shum kilaim kerem ela minei tevor minei rokas bilvad. The only thing that's osur in a of kilaim kerem is if it's crops or vegetables. But other types of zroim are mutter to sow in a vineyard. What does the Rambam mean by other types of zroim, other types of seeds, other types of species can be sown? Because the Mishnah says that the Rambam means any seeds that are inedible. No one will eat them. They're like the erus and like the shanas hamelach, like this iris plant and like the lily of the king or this type of lily, that they are not eaten. And similarly, any other species which are not edible, they will not be osur b'anah if they were left in a vineyard to grow. However, and not only that, the mutter completely. But any seeds which are edible would be kolom in kerem, at least midrabanan. Others say, the Radvaz, for example, learns that what the Rambam means is any types of other zroim, all other types of seeds, whether they're edible or not, if they're not vegetables or crops, they can be sown in such an area. That's how the Radvaz learns. Hakanbos, a type of spongy herb. It's hemp, where they use the strands for making ropes. If you have this canvas, this hemp, Rabbi Tarfon Oimer Eino Kalaim, he says it's not considered kalaim. It's mainly used for ropes and sacks, etc. V'chacham Oimer Kalaim, yes, it will be kalaim in a vineyard. V'kinros is a type of is a type of thorny herb which has a large flower. They call it, or in some places they call it the artichoke. Kilaim b'kerem, this will constitute kerem, kilaim in a kerem, if they're sown like vegetables and like fruits are. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. We learned earlier on in the fourth chapter that one who plants a row of five vines, Beis Shammai says, that constitutes a kerem. And you have to keep away the appropriate distance, 4 amas. Beis Hillel say, no, it's not a kerem until you have, not a vineyard, until you have two such rows. You have to have two rows of three, at least of three vines in each. Halacha is indeed, like Beis Hillel, that a kerem is not less than two rows. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that when it comes to a canopy, Beis Hillel agree that even one row of vines is called a kerem, and you must keep a distance of four amos from it. However, there's a machlokes as to how, the method of keeping that four amos, which will, when there's a fence involved, and we're going to learn about that in the Mishnah. What is an oris? What is this canopy? It's a situation where you have a row of vines that are draped over a fence, and the branches draping over the fence form a sort of a canopy. Says the Mishnah, Ezo Oris, what's considered a canopy that has a din like a kerem of vineyard, and you have to keep away the appropriate distance? Hanoteya shura shel chomesh gifonim, if he plants a row of at least five vines. Betzad hagoder, next to a fence. Shehu gevaya sotvachim, that is 10 tvachim high. Oy betzad chorit shomecha sotvachim rechava, or next to a pit that is at least 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. Noisten layavidosa arbaamas. We must give that vine, or those vines, a distance of 4 cubits. Now, 4 cubits is enough to work it. That's the first thing we mentioned. The working area of a vine. You have to leave it. In other words, according to all opinions, the shear of keeping away any seeds from that canopy is 4 amas. But we're going to now learn that this could be a machlekes as to how we measure it. He says you measure it, the 4 amos, from the root of the vines to the field. You look at, do it from the root. You don't look at the branches. Don't do it from the branches of the vine. That they say it's from the field, from the fence to the field. Which means the medida, the measuring of the 4 amos, is from the fence that the vines are draped over, that are making this canopy, from there, from that fence, to the field. Now, what exactly does that mean? Some say that what Beis Hillel mean is as follows. We're talking here about a field that's on this, that is next to vines, inside a fence. So the fence is outside all everything. The fence is the boundary. Inside it, there are vines. And inside it, further in, we have fields. We have things growing. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that we don't take into account the distance that's between the fence and the roots of the vines. Rather, we say you have to keep away from the roots of the vines 4 amos, which will be, of course, more than 4 amos when we go from the fence, up to the fence. Beis Hillel are more lenient. They say, no, you only have to keep a distance from the fence 4 amos. And if the vines are already, let's say, 2 amos away from the fence, you would only have to keep another 2 amos distance from these gefonim, from these vines, and you can plant your tomatoes or vegetables or whatever. But on the other side of the fence, then there's no problem at all. You don't have to keep any distance at all, because the fence itself is considered an adequate hefzik, is considered an adequate interruption between them. That's how one way of learning it. This is the Ravid. The Rambam learns no. He says we're talking all about a fence, about a field that's on outside the fence, not inside the fence. So you've got a fence, you've got the field or the vegetables that you want to grow on one side, and you got the vines on the other side. But since the vines are draped over the fence, now the fence is not considered straight away as a hafzik, as an interruption between the canopy and the field. And according to his opinion, Beis Shammai are indeed more lenient, because Beis Shammai hold that you can measure 4 amos from the roots of the vines. So if, for example, from the roots of the vines to the fence, it's already 2 amas. You only have to keep another 2 amas away from the fence. Beis Hillel, in this case, would be more machmir, according to the Rambam. And they say, by measuring 4 amas from the fence, they say that you can't take into account the distance that already exists between the vines and the fence. Indeed, if you wanted to sow on the other side, on the side inside the boundary of the fence, on the side of the vines, clearly you'd have to keep a distance of 4 amos away from the roots of the vines. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Toim kol ayim and ken. Sorry, all these people are making a mistake who say that the canopy of vines, when it's draped over a fence, it has a din like a kerem. No way. He says that even in a such a situation, a canopy, they still hold that one, that the shura, if it's only one row, it's not going to be considered a kerem. Rather, it'll be considered as a single vine, a gefen chiddus. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, where did the subject of four amas come up in terms of vines, in terms of an oris? It was in the following. Im yeshom arba amas meikar hakfanim lagadar. If there is in the oris, if there is in this canopy, four amas between the vines and the fence, noisnim lois avidasa, we give that its working area, six tvachim only, and you can sow the balance, the rest of the area, until the fence. But if there's not four amas between the roots of the vines and the fence, then don't bring any zarasham, don't bring any zara there whatsoever. Very similar to what we learned earlier on by a geffen, a vine that's planted in a single vine planted in a gas, in a wine pit, where Rabbi Yossi says, if you don't have four amas, don't bring any seed there. Indeed, Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yossi are both saying the same thing. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halacha is, it is considered as a, when it's draped over the fence, it is considered, the oris is considered as a kerem, as a vine, binyan. V'chamuhi avodas hagefen, and ask the Mishnah, how much is avodas hagefen? What's called service area, working area around a single vine? Shisha tvachim l'chol ruach, you have to have six tvachim in all directions, which is basically an amo, half a meter up. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shlisha Shlisha, he says three. He says that three tvachim is ample, a sufficient working area for a single vine, not six. Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, halacha is like the Tana Kama. Once again, that for a single vine, six tvachim is the distance one has to keep.